Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show, and today we are going to look at a lot of different things as usual. I'm always sort of multi-dimensional in some things, and you know, I was thinking about something the other day. It's not something I normally think about, but I was thinking about something the other day, and it dawned on me, how many of you know what 666 means, or I've read references or whatever. Now, you ever really pay close attention to the number 666? The actual number. Got three sixes there, right? Now, I thought about that, and I was thinking about that number, and I thought, 666, there had to be a reason for that particular number. Okay, again, this is my personal take on this. Whether you agree with it or not, again, that's up to you. But my take on it was really simple. I looked at the 666 and I decided to invert that. So when you turn 666 upside down, most people would say that you're looking at 999. I looked at it as three sperm. Somebody say, how the hell did you see three sperm? Well, you have the head of a sperm there and you got the tail. And then I thought about it a little bit more. I thought, this is referencing three strands of DNA, or RNA. And I'm thinking, three strands, three helixes, three different, it's tied to genetics. The whole thing is tied to genetics. And then I thought, okay, what are they putting into people today? Obviously, we're putting in DNA. You know, and I thought, okay, DNA is being put in there, and we're adding a different strain or different strand, like maybe three strains of DNA, maybe they're three different DNAs, but either way, this is all DNA, and it makes sense because in order to completely take over somebody, you have to control the DNA. And what better way to control the DNA by using DNA? And that's what we're doing today. We're using a programmable DNA that's going into people in order to change them, rearrange them, make them a lot more conducive. They're looking at increasing the agenda further. Okay, BC is going to now incorporate passports in BC. I don't know if anybody in BC has heard about this yet, but if you're not, I'm letting you know now that they're planning on bringing that in. Expect it. They're going to do the same thing that they've done before. Until Canada gets to be like France, we are not going to see any real dramatic changes in the situation we're in. Protesting isn't going to be much. It is going to take the removal of the political stripes that we see today in order to make real changes in the country. The system we have right now is a sham, a farce, garbage. Okay, we don't have any real representation. None. Zero. It doesn't matter if O'Toole gets in and gets a conservative majority. It doesn't matter if Trudeau gets in and gets a liberal majority. Whoever gets in and gets a majority, Canadians will suffer, you know, indefinitely. It isn't going, this, you know, I don't understand how people can still, in today's time, be caught up on the idea that your party, your team, Your guys on your side, you know, actually represent you. This is not a basketball game. This is not a baseball game. This is not where you're rooting for a team. You know, I'm a Detroit fan. I'm a Toronto fan. I'm a New York fan. I mean, whatever, you know, whatever your stripe or your team, whatever you know, I'm a Boston fan. This is not about baseball. This is not about hockey. This is not about basketball. This is not about my side against your side. This is about a country. And if either one of them get a majority, Canada is doomed. Because the agenda that's going on right now will exponentially increase very rapidly. And if you can barely get caught up now and catch your breath of what's going on, this will put it into warp speed. We're going to warp speed, just like they warp sped it. You know, how they warp sped it, the vaccines, the injections, the weapons of mass destruction. Hey, did you guys know? I'm not a Trumper. I'll tell you that straight out. I'm not a Biden guy either. I'm not a Trudeau guy. I'm not an O'Toole guy. My stand on politics is real simple. It don't matter. It don't matter if you vote. It don't matter if you don't vote. If you vote and you don't know what you're doing, you're just playing along with the game. If you do vote and you don't know what you're doing, you play along with the game. You have to understand here that it doesn't matter, like I stated before. You can pull that lever till the cow comes home and it ain't going to matter. It's just not going to matter because they have already selected, it's already been out that they've already selected the winner of the next election in Canada. Okay, and like I said, if we can't stop this election from occurring, you are going to see shit in this country we have never seen before. They are going to ramp everything up so fast, so quick, because Canada happens to be the gifted child of the UN to be able to, you know, incorporate these agendas that they're wanting to incorporate. It's insanity what they're trying to do here on every front. You know, it's just insane. We have been violated in ways that most people still haven't figured out in regarding to the effect of what's going on in this country and to Canadians. This whole nonsense of, you know, menticiding people to a point where you have literally destroyed their whole perception of reality. There is no liberty. There's no choice. There's no freedom. They're worried about a boogeyman disease that never existed. And then we come to find out that what is going on today, what we're really being exposed to, has absolutely nothing to do with what we're being told. It's all a lie, and it has been since day one. We're looking at today some of the most fictitious bullshit we've ever heard. And I'll tell you something, it ain't going to stop. And they're going to keep ramping it up, and I'll tell you why. Because they've got, when you got somebody's mind, and you have fried their mind, okay, fried it, and you are now in a position to not only have fried their mind, but have made them so dependent on your words, your delegations, that they'll do anything you tell them to do. Imagine that. That's real power. That's real power, because you could tell somebody to jump off a cliff and they may have a nervous breakdown, but they'll jump off that cliff. Because if they don't jump off that cliff, they'll have a nervous breakdown. And if they do jump off that cliff, they're going to have a nervous breakdown, because their subconscious will kick in, you know, trying to stop them from the madness. But because their mind has been completely fried with what's gone on, they'll just comply. And this is what we're seeing right now. Compliance. Compliance without any rational reason. Compliance without any possible thought. Nothing. They're just going to do it. They're just going to do it. And in the short term, those of us who have still maintained our mind, our DNA, our cognizance, we're the ones that are like saying, are you kidding me? This is going on. This is what's happening. They're all jumping off a cliff. And a lot of people are saying the same thing now. They're seeing changes in people's persona. They're seeing changes in people's not attitude, but how they act. Things are changing. So when we're looking at all that's going on today, that's a program change. And it's being induced through the vaccines, through the programs, through the frequencies, through the nano, through the genetics, through the DNA, RNA, to the helix. I get people calling me up today. You know, I get people calling me up all the time on the internet and ask me what they can do. They got a shot. If you've had two shots and it brings you down to 1/6, and you only had one shot, it's going to bring you down to 1/12. So when you figure that out, that's like 88% failure rate. Something like that. Yeah, I think it's 88%. I may have got that wrong. It should be probably more like 78%. I probably got something screwed up in my math, because 1/6 is an equivalent to 16%. So 1/12 should be 32%. So, yeah, you're about 78% failure. In other words, if you go outside right now with one shot, there's a seasonal change, you get bit by a horsefly, you get bit by a mosquito, you get bit by some no-see-ums, you get hit with some sort of nano, you get targeted with frequencies, you get around someone who's got a cold, you get around someone who's actually infected, and the technology jumps, you have absolutely, at one injection, you have absolutely 78% failure to be expected. 22% survival rate. One shot. Yeah, two shots, you're down to 16% survival rate. This is not good in any level. And when these people start to die, what can we expect will happen once the body has expired? Will this technology then all of a sudden exponentially release itself from the host? There's nothing left to suck out. There's nothing left to draw from. There's no energy left. Or will it stay in the host with this incorporated DNA, mRNA, RNA, person's RNA, 666? And will it now animate that person because that DNA has been jacked into an AI operating system? Time will tell. Talking about a zombie apocalypse. See, these people will not be alive. They'll be animated. And as long as their brain functionality is there, they'll continue to stay animated. And as long as the frequency is being able to be transceived to the host, they'll be able to continue to run on whatever program or operating system is being now designated and sent into the host, because it's no longer a person, and it will animate it to do whatever the program tells it. That is another possibility. Like I said, I saw that number, and all I kept seeing was DNA. Three strands of DNA. You know, three types of maybe a singularity DNA. And then again, because of the number sequence, would indicate some sort of computer, AI, quantum computing, D-wave, whatever. But it's tied to technology. And that technology is also tied to the host. It's an complete integration. I had a situation happen this week. You got to share it with everybody. How many of you know anything about magnets? Fundamental. Now, you know if you take a north and south pole of a magnet, they will attract. Take a south and a north pole of a magnet, and they will attract. Even take a north pole and a north pole of a magnet, they will repel. Take a south pole and a south pole of a magnet, they also repel. So, think about that. I had someone come see me this week, and they were magnetized, so we tried to disengage them from the magnetic field. Well, the head wasn't magnetized, but along the collarbone was. And for some reason, I couldn't get it to disengage. So then I got a magnet. So I put the magnet on the person and it stuck. So I took the, and I'm using a neodyme magnet. So then I took the magnet off, I flipped it around, and I put it back on the host, and again it stuck. Now that baffled me a little bit, and I was talking to a buddy of mine down in Arizona, and we were talking about this. I said, you know, a north and north pole would repel each other, and a south and south pole would repel each other. And even if you had a monopole magnet, if that even exists, one of those poles, whatever it may be, is going to repel one of the poles on the magnet, on the north and on the dipole magnet. So then I thought about it, and I thought, well, the only way you can get a north and a north and a south and a south to attract to each other is if you put an iron bar between them. So, you know, you take two magnets and you get them on the same polarity, and now they're pushing against each other, repelling north and south. North and north and south are pushing against each other. But we put a steel bar between them. Now north will attract to the bar. The other north now will attract to the bar. There's no longer any repulsion. And I thought, okay, something is inside that person that's allowing the magnet, regardless of the polarity, to stick to that person. And I've been telling you all the time, some of you are going to jump and say, it's graphene. No, it's not graphene. Graphene is not magnetic until you put a magnetic field to it. But even with graphene, you have a north and a south. But I've been telling you about SPIONs, super paramagnetic iron oxide nanoparticles. Now that coating, whatever is inside that is magnetic, would allow a north and north and south to attract. Now, if the iron oxide is coated, the graphene has coated the aluminum, has coated the strontium, has coated the barium, has coated the titanium, it now can create a magnetic field around those metals as well. So don't get caught up in the media super duper pooper trooper bullshit. Okay? Because there's more going on in the body than just graphene. So when you got all these combinations of metals and polymers and proteins and biofilm and origami and dendrimers and quantum dots and fullerenes of all different sizes and shapes, and are being created into a network of fullerenes. You eventually have a superconductive material that can be magnetized. And if the material has a iron, steel, or cobalt, did I say cobalt? Oh yeah, I said cobalt, coating, you could wind up having magnets sticking to a person no matter what the field is. And that would also allow the metal components that are like spoons and quarters and whatever to also stick to a person. Now I just got to figure a way to disengage that component. Because normally if you hit somebody with a static charge, you'll disengage the magnetic effect of the materials that are being magnetized. Now I did also get, I was talking to my buddy there, down in Arizona, that he mentioned that somebody down there that was magnetized was disengaging the magnetic effect using the Van de Graaff, which doesn't normally work. But found out that she would become remagnetized when she got around the frequency. So then that came to mind that perhaps they're re-engaging the frequencies to, again, creating a magnetic field around the person. And this may be how the operating systems that are jumping or shedding from person to person because they're creating a magnetic field inside. Now, some of you are wearing ionizers. And the ionizers will work keeping everything on the outside from coming in. But here is the caveat or the catch. If you're eating foods that already have these magnetic components inside the foods, that's why I say take a magnet with you when you go into the supermarket. Check the cheese. My buddy told me last night, it was such a heartbreak. He said someone down in Arizona bought some Häagen-Dazs ice cream. That's my favorite ice cream because it's real ice cream. It's egg, milk, sugar, vanilla. That's it. Nothing else. No polysorbate. No this, no that. Just milk, fat, egg fat. Anyway. See, you can tell by the tone of my voice. Because, see, I usually put a little brandy and mix on my ice cream. And then I sprinkle a little cinnamon. And, you know, it's... But anyway, now... Heartbreak. Okay. So the ice cream was magnetic. I said, well, that stands to reason. If you're feeding a cow shit that's magnetic, cobalt, iron, steel, copper, well, not copper so much, again, graphene, and you can look up things that are magnetic and the range of magnetic, even aluminum has a certain amount of magnetic effect. Aluminum, when combined with iron, the magnetic field again gets amplified. So, even ice cream, if a magnet sticks to it, don't buy it. If the magnet is sticking to the meat, don't buy it. If the magnet is sticking to cheese, don't buy it. If you go down the milk aisle and you put it on a milk carton and it sticks, don't buy it. If you're going down the egg aisle, because egg is protein, and if they would feed shit to a cow, they'll feed shit to a chicken. So put it on the egg to make sure that the egg all of a sudden doesn't stick to your magnet. Because this is how the magnetic effect can be induced into a person by what you're eating. So even though you're wearing an ionizer, it can still get inside of you if you're eating stuff that has the components. Now, my buddy also said, and so for those of you who are showing signs of a magnetic field, check around the collarbone. It seems like this is where it seems to be focalized or centralized on a person. Okay, it, and you also have to remember, due to the fact that we've all been exposed to nanobiotech for the last 20 some odd years, them dumping it in the ground, them dumping it in the water, saying, oh, it's going to filter the water, so we're going to use carbon C60, we're going to filter water. You have to understand, this technology was going on long before even Brian and I got on top of it. And they were already dumping shit into the environment long before we even studied what was going on. And as we continued in our studies, we saw how they had already violated the environment. And if they're worried about plastics breaking down into the oceans, wait till the nano gets spread in the oceans. Because a lot of components, a lot of things you're buying today is made with nanobiotech. You know that? There was a site, you can go look it up, and it may have increased the volume, but it used to be called 1600 Consumable Products Made with Nanotechnology. Because a lot of people ask me, what about this silver? You know, this blah, 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 silver. And I say, well, is it nano? I don't know. So I said, what's the part per million? 10 part per million. Yeah, it's nano. Don't use it. What? Yeah, it gets in your body, gets lodged in your spine, spleen, and brain. Doesn't come out. This is the one thing that they have lied to everybody on, such a level of bullshit. Getting everybody taking Adia Clarity. Adia Clarity is a type of zeolite that they were using to filter water. And they sold this product as the Wonder Dunder Bunder Blunder product to filter your water so you could drink clean water. You're drinking your clean water. So what happens is you put this shit inside, and it's nanotechnology, which now is filtering all the carcinogens and pollutants in the water. They go, that's not a bad idea. But what they forgot to tell the people in the alternative medicine that were selling that shit was that the Japanese who were using this zeolite were filtering it out of the water, because it concentrated the toxins in it. Now, they do use zeolite to filter out the earth. This is true. But what they don't tell you is they take the zeolite out of the earth. They filter that out because they're saying for the same reason. It magnifies and intensifies the concentration of the toxins that are drawn to it, because it is to a nanocomposite. Shouldn't say it, more like a nano alloy element. And they're talking, because it's got this charge, it's going to attract this, it's going to attract that. Yeah, it is going to attract. They are absolutely correct. But that charge is also going to charge the nanoparticles inside the body to assemble using the zeolite. It doesn't come out either. So, like I said, when you're understanding the nature of how they have polluted the environment, not only in the actual environment, but even in the health environment, selling this shit that they're selling. They don't tell you that silica is a superconductor all on its own. They don't tell you that carbon is also a superconductor. Okay? Aluminum is a conductor. It's a decent conductor, but it's not the top of the line. But when you combine it with other conductive materials, it can actually amplify the field. But aluminum is extremely toxic, especially to women. And if that shit gets up into your head, you're not going to be acting right for quite some time. You will need to use sodium thiosulfate to get that shit out of your system. So I I'm trying to get you to understand that this, everything is a hijack. Everything is a bunch of malarkey. Half-truths, half-concepts. When they use these things, they filter them out of the soil or the water or whatever they're filtering because of the level of concentration of the shit that was acclimated to it. And all that's using nanotechnology. And the nanotechnology will use that material and assimilate it so that it can be used in its construction of networks. Don't let them bullshit you. Now, we heard that the FDA was supposed to approve the Pfizer injections, right? That, too, is another effing lie. I get so sick of hearing this shit from Fauci's mouth. I hope one day... Got some thoughts. Anyway. The FDA did not approve the Pfizer injection at all. It just reauthorized them to use the materials. It's still not approved. Let me read an excerpt from the FDA document, which is you can actually go read it for yourself. Having included that revising this EUA is appropriate to protect public health. They are revising it, not approving it. Big difference. Okay. Appropriate to protect the public health or safety under Section 564, parentheses G, parentheses 2 of the Act. FDA is reissuing the August 12, 2021 letter of authorization, not approval. They didn't approve it. They just allowed them to have the authority to continue killing everybody. Oh, your Pfizer, yeah, you can use it. Keep on using it. Yeah, keep on. You're doing a fine job. You know, 500,000 people a week are dying from your shit. Keep on going. You're the best of the bunch so far. Your numbers are the best. You've got the highest. Keep on keeping on. Shit, great you're going. We'll knock out America in about a week. And we'll knock Canada out in about a day. They ain't got as many people. You know. Go read that. It will. You know. Don't. I'm going to tell you something. I said before. I'm jaded. I will be the first to tell you I am one jaded son of a bitch. Period. Jaded. And I will also tell you that you need to be a little jaded because nothing, and I mean nothing, you're going to see is going to have any element of truth. It will have a truism, but this from this point on, with all this bullshit that they've been doing for the last almost year and 8 months or something like that, we are going to see the best theatrics Hollywood could perform. We are going to see the best theater that Hollywood could perform in government. Government should win the Oscars, hands down, for the best frickin' liars that ever walked on the planet. Give them the Oscar. They deserve it. They have been able to perform flawlessly among the people of the world to make them believe in something that doesn't exist. Total bullshit. Total. There is absolutely no reason why you should give any politician, and I don't give a shit who they are, I don't care who your favorite goofball is. That's probably the winner of the presidential seat, the winner of the prime minister's seat, happens to be the one that has the best Emmy performance going to convince the population that they are the one for them, that they will look out after them, and they will continue menticiding you until you are now one with them. And you know what? That's who wins, the ones who get the Oscars. This is all Hollywood now. All of it. All of it. Get prepared for the blue beam technology, because once the blue beam goes into your eyes, you will see whatever shit they show you. You'll believe whatever theatrics they're going to show you. That third strand of DNA, or those three strands of DNA that they've injected into these people, you will never, never reach them. They will be completely enthralled by whatever possesses them at that moment. So, like I said, it is nothing but a lie. And they will continue to perpetuate a lie to convince you that this thing is safe. Yet they can't tell you the truth. They've never told you the truth. They've never given you the actual factual numbers of people that have actually died. They haven't given you anything except lies, lies, and more lies. Fauci, I don't know how that little monkey, that little chimp that walks around with a tin can, so when the organ grinder plays his music, he just, you know, waves his cup of everybody. I don't know how he is still going. He must have some major, major, major support. Now, for those of you who are into the political game, let me express something again. I do not care about any political stripe. I think they're all fucked, every one of them. I don't care who it is. I don't care what the party is. I think it's nothing but a joke today. Now, whether you agree with me or not, that's irrelevant. That's my opinion. Been around long enough to see these bastards lie time and time and time again. You know, I'll give you two examples. The United States just pulled out of Afghanistan. This is Vietnam all over again. Without a shadow of a doubt, this is the same shit they pulled in Vietnam back in the 60s, 70s. And they pulled out of Vietnam. Like I said, I just turned 18, got my draft card. I was ready to, waiting for my number. My number was way down. But if they had declared that a war, that would have changed. But the Vietnam War ended in June of that year, 74. So when we're looking at what transpired in Vietnam, history has just repeated itself again. The AI is cycling this shit again. Now, Mr. Trump was down in Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
And Georgia caught him on his bullshit. He said everybody should get the vaccine. They just booed his ass. This is, look, and I know a lot of you want to put your hope in Trump. That's like trusting a fox in a hen house. There is no hope with politics, period. It's like putting your hope in religion. Religion can't save you, neither can these politicians. They're not going to do anything. Everybody who's in politics today may have started off with some intent to try to do something, make some changes. When they can already pick who the next president is going to be, or the prime minister, or who's going to be the next chancellor, without you even voting, they already have it in place. They already have the agenda and how to make it appear that this person won by a landslide. You know, how they can make it, you know, give you that stage fiction. So like I said, you know, he got booed. He also was the one that warp-speeded, in other words, you know, fast-tracked these injections to the American public. My thinking on that really simple. He has terminated those people with an experimental time bomb. And Biden is no different. He's just playing the fool. He is a fool. You know, whether he's losing it, whether he's playing with demonic forces, which is what I'm thinking, and they are overtaking him, he is going to put America in a spiral. And this is what they do. Let me explain something again for those of you who don't have enough history. They will put countries in a spiral, put somebody in power that everyone now will look at with the highest of hopes that they will stop the spiraling and getting everybody back to a level playing field. Politicians are expedient. Any jackass can be a politician. You don't need them. They're not that important. They're good, but they are good actors. So you use them. Once they've outlived their usefulness, you get rid of them. That's pretty much how it works. You know, we're looking today at what we're seeing on the political realm across the planet. Look at Australia, a key Commonwealth country. Look at it. Look at it. But I gotta say something about Australia. There was a little bit of an entertainment show today. I think it was either today or yesterday. One of the MPs in New South Wales went and got tagged. They stabbed him, they jabbed him, they tagged him, and now he has got a disfiguration in his face called Bell's palsy. They say it's only a temporary thing. Yeah, this is true. When they say that, believe them. It is a temporary thing because the guy's probably going to drop dead in a short period of time. So he'll no longer have Bell's palsy. He'll just have rigor mortis. Oh, geez, look at that. That injection really worked quick. And I was watching something yesterday, too, in South America. They have, I think it was it Mexico? They're building boxes on the gurney, but on the, you know, where you lay down in the doctor's office, that little, whatever that thing is, that bench. Well, they got the box on the bench, so you lay inside of it. And after you've been injected. And if you die, the thing becomes a coffin. Then they take you to an incinerator and they cremate you. Or they take you to an alkaline lab where they turn you into just a sludge. And then they put you out in the field. You're going back to the earth as dung. Feeding the plants with your byproduct. Ho, ho, ho. So when I saw that on the MP in Australia, I thought, you know, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, I don't wish any ill on anybody, really, but when I see that the established realm of power is really not doing much except to continue the perversion that they've been programmed to continue. It's insanity, you know. Now they're talking about again human genes, human fat genes, to make a bigger potato. We're going to be genetically modifying potatoes with people's DNA. Can you believe this? Potato. If you got potato, you might want to start planting them because that probably be going to be the only really good potato you're going to eat anymore. They are now going into the food supply to further cause more exciting and wonderful creations with genetics. You know, we're looking at what's amazing to me in regarding to life itself, how everything is becoming so violated. It's something funny. Putting genetically engineered potatoes, because that's what they'll become, using human DNA. Imagine that, human fat. They are trying their damnedest to turn us into eating shit. Garbage disposers. You know. Let me see here. I think I pretty much got everything. Well, Montreal. I want to talk a little bit about Montreal. Montreal, Quebec, back in 1885, protested against mandatory vaccines. They just about tore the city down. I think the mayor of the town woke up, got the police in action, and he talked to the people, and he talked them down, you know, over this mess. But maybe we need to have a little bit of that attitude. Maybe we need to have a little bit of that bang, boom, boom, you know, instead of sitting there having a beer and being turned into a jello belly, and start thinking about this country. I was just telling somebody earlier today, I said, you know, leaving Canada is a heartbreak. But, you know, if it means I have to be jabbed, you know, stabbed, jabbed, tagged, and bagged, then I'll leave. And everybody should have the same attitude, you know. Sad to see you go, but you know what? I'm not staying here to become part of a machine. So when we're looking at history there, Quebec having, we need to have this again, you know, We need to have a very, we need to go in this election and somehow stop it, somehow avert it, somehow put in a we should all go to vote. Somebody say, you're crazy. Why would I want to vote? Put your name on the ballot. And also write on their non-confidence to the current parliament that we have today. We need to remove all of you. Do that even on a provincial level. Now, we all heard about the MPP that didn't take the shot, right? We all heard about it. They are now firing him from his place. I'm hoping, again, I'm just reiterating this, that 10 liberals and 10 conservatives grow a set of balls or boobs and decide to cross the fence and become independents. And this way, we'll have a minority power. Now, they'll get around it some way, somehow. Maybe they'll disband the current parliament. I don't know. I haven't never seen that before, but maybe it's possible. Everything else is changing. Everything else is full of shit. So why not this too, you know? But we need to really start thinking in terms of Canada and what we want in charge of it. Something to seriously consider. What do we want in charge of Canada? Is this what we want? Is this what we got? Is this what we're happy with? Is this what we're willing to settle for? You know, something to think about. All right, I think I'm going to wind her down. There's a lot of good links in here. Read about the spion. I think people need to be aware of the spion. If a magnet can stick on either polarity, then it has to have some kind of commonality with a magnet of the same polarity in order for them to stick. So we really got to start thinking about this. This technology is evolving. I'll have to say that. It's evolving. It's upgrading itself. Keep that in mind. These are not pathologies. Pine needle tea ain't going to do jack shit. Anise isn't going to do jack shit. None of those things they're telling you are going to do jack shit. None of it. You are dealing with a machine. Remember that. You're dealing with an adaptive program. Remember that. You're dealing with something that can self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate itself. Remember that. The next time some idiot tells you to take something that will not shut down an operating system or a program. Alrighty. Okay, as I always mention at the end of these shows, you know, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read. Study that book. Make it an imperative that you read it. You know, especially if you're awake. Look at a scriptural verse every day. I do too. I look at a scriptural verse every day these days. And it's amazing now when I look at some of the things, how they sound more profound than they ever did. You know, something again to consider. And like I said, read what Jesus had to say. Read, you know, read the apostles, the book of Acts. Read the letters to the church. Read the revelations as well. You need to know what's going on. You need to know the game plan. So anyway, read the Gospels. I always stayed on the show. I got a bunch of people on the top part of the page. There's a lot of them now. Look at their information. Support anybody you can financially. Seriously, support anybody you can financially. And, you know, and if you can't afford them, afford to support financially, that's fine. Then, you know, share the information. Share what you got with your friends. Share what you got with your enemies. Share what you got with anybody who will listen. Share. Alrighty. I think on that note, I always say at the end of these shows as well, we are still here by the grace of God. Remember that. By the grace of God. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.